And you know, it's a lot when they call someone Odogwu Spender.
Odogwu Nari Spender.
Because for me, I think you have gone into a lot more trouble. Because now everybody believes, like, you know what?
You're a big spender.
You are a big spender. And, so now the question is, we're going to ask, LT Skills is right here on the show.
In case you didn't know.
In case you did not know, it looks like money.
I'm telling you, he's just dripping.
I want it very, very much.
So now, let me ask you a question, right? This is, I'm sure you get these questions every time. Do you consider yourself rich?
I consider myself fairly rich.
You know what? There's no need for the humility. I'm putting the fairly there because...
Fairly, for real.
No, there's no need for that. I there's mean, no need to be humble and tell us fairly rich.
See, when you're rich, you're rich.
So,
there's levels to richness. Yes, so, seriously.
So when you say fairly rich, what does that come with? For broke people
say,
like
it,
us.
It means say, I still the ozu.
Okay, yes, but you're good.
I'm broke. That's the most important.
No, you're not broke.
Exactly. No, you're trying to sprinkle confusion on this situation.
So when
right?
I send him a message, Baba club with my lola lady.
He's like, oh, let me correct that statement.
Do you feel people sometimes because of the kind of things we say on our music, do you think there's some misconceptions sometimes?
Yeah, it actually creates a lot of misconceptions. I think one of the issues about being creative in this industry is that whatever you say, a lot of people take it out of context.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, so they are expecting to see what you see in you. For example, if you are saying, I carry 6 inches now of some things, and then they are looking for, they are looking for what is not there.
They're looking for the proof of that
so
statement.
So they're like, okay. He said, I'm following him because of that. I need to see this thing. This guy, snap picture now, or something like that.
I don't know. And sometimes it's all banned.
They don't understand how
it's banned. Okay? Yeah. And sometimes we're just doing it for, for the people. Okay. We're trying to entertain you as much and get as creative in our own process. So when we come out with some, some ideas and we put it out there, they're like, this guy is just saying, I'll do good at the spender. it affects sometimes because there's no way you go to and they'll be like, Odogwu.
So I want to know like a billing story, because obviously you can't be Odogwu Nadi Spender without an actual, proper billing. So what's the most billing that you have like received?
I think that was 1.8 million naira from a guy who actually needed an assistance, and he didn't even ask me. He didn't even say, oh, LT, please, I would like to. So you say, I know so you be Odogwu. I know so you feel
like well. Don't even front.
He didn't even waste time at the open business. Now 6.5 million. I don't get that already. Give me 1.8 million and all. And then it was all good. Only for me to find out that was one of my friends that I've known for years.
I told him.
Oh.
Yes. So the guy was my friend
too. Yeah. Like but someone
school,
else. Yeah.
In high school. So I was like, why? I get a lot of messages like that. So I was like, why did you? I just clicked on it. I was like, not Jim. How far now? It was like, I know, so if you do him. And then I actually supported his business.
So
he called me. We've not found anything. We haven't seen each other.
Oh, that is so cool.
Honestly, to be honest, I can relate.
Yo, Odogwu the Spender is here. So obviously that song did ginormous hits. It started like a little, virus, and then before we knew it was a pandemic, and you had people dancing at talent shows, global talent shows, you had people dancing this at the Got Talent shows.
Yes,
before we knew it, we had the viral videos, not one but the Ghetto Kids, which you now have a song with them, which is super amazing. I feel like you put the Ghetto Kids on the map. Like, that song made us fall in love with these kids, and that even like changed their whole thing, and that is super amazing. Man, you blew up, they blew up.
It did. Funny thing is, the one thing I'm grateful for about that song is that it impacted not just myself.
Yeah.
Okay. There are a bunch of TikTok influencers who became big through that song.
Yes.
Yeah. Ghetto Kids also vibing to the song. And then, these guys actually had about 120,000 followers. They are about 2-point-something million. Hooli Boy, it bought a platform for him on, So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of Instagram influencers right now. This little boy sent me messages and said, I want to send you gifts. I want to send you this. I want to send you that. That's what your song did to me. It opened my platform. it's established some of them's platform, you know. Yeah. And that's all, because there's one thing I usually pray for. I'm like, Heavenly Father, whatever it is I do through this music, just make sure that it's not just a blessing to me but to other people. Mm. And I'm so grateful for that song.
That's good.
We all are, really.
I mean, the thing is, having a song that changes you and changes everybody's world, that's the big deal.
Yes, sir.
What is the biggest rumor you heard about yourself?
Ah, they said I was gay.
Oh, wow.
Man, it was the most shocking and the last thing I actually expected.
Are you gay?
Stay here.
Hell! Okay, so we're not cussing here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's totally negative.
Okay.
I have no issues with people who are gay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're not.
I don't preach, but I don't find my, you know, my fellow man as attractive as no when you actually
okay. Daytime radio.
Daytime radio. Okay, fine. Okay. So but the key factor is when I heard this thing, I was like, how did this
you get there
come about? Actually, the whole bunch of my uncle, some people were arguing with my uncle about me, my own uncle, telling them, what do you know?
We okay, so what did this. What? Why? No, I'm so curious as to why they even came up with it to begin with.
That's a Nigerian thing.
That was actually, I feel like, you know, the fame comes with, you know,
all
a whole
sorts,
bunch.
Yeah.
So it's normal for people to speculate, and I'm like, do I even have gay tendencies? Like,
you started to check yourself for this.
I know. I was in the mood. I was like, I think I should start cutting my hair because I think this is my conception. For real, man. But
he it doesn't
is
matter,
it is, man.
But
it is what it is.
He doesn't matter.
It is what
he
it
doesn't
is.
Matter. Talk about LT back by me now.
I know, but generally, maybe wait.
Wow, it doesn't exactly matter, actually. Now, for the music, right? You've been able to... It's harder when you make your first hit. Mm. And now you want to move from there.
Yeah.
Do you always have creative block? Do you have that right now?
Man, right now, no.
At what point did you have it?
Before now, when I was in America, all true, I recorded about 5 songs. And mm-hmm. after those 5 songs, I wasn't able to finish the other songs. I recorded about, I think, 19 songs before I left America, and I did not finish out of the 19. I think I only completed those 5. The remaining 14, I couldn't finish it.
Okay. First of all, let's be honest. How do you deal with, you know, attention?
Yeah, you know, as Odogwu the Spender.
I think this is like the easiest answer for me.
Okay.
I grew up around celebrities. Okay. So I've seen the whole attention thing.
All of it.
I was a dancer. When I started my music,
yeah,
the first time my music, so I've seen a whole bunch. So I think for me it's just very easy, you know. I'm used to the whole people calling your name and all, mm-hmm. but not my name as a den. So when it started for me, I didn't listen to myself like, don't blow. So here's the thing: it's as bad as I have been, very bad at it. I like taking back. Sometimes my boss used to complain like, "You have cars, for Christ's sake!
Why
cars. You have cars? Why are you not?" I'm like, I'm just used to it. There's a place I used to chill, but when people started calling me from left to right, I was like, this thing has to stop. But I'm used to the whole, I don't see that as an,
you know, how to handle me. Attention, okay. Basically.
Oh, what's up? I'm free with everybody as long as you don't pass your boundary. I'm cool. Mm.
He said I came prepared.
No, even like that. You don't pass your boundary, you collect.
Sharp. No
sharply.
Yeah. Say no to violence, guys.
No, yeah, we don't support that.
but I think it tests us sometimes. Mm. The whole, because there are a whole bunch of different type of people that would approach you, and sometimes some people's approach are not, you know, okay. Sometimes some people will just be unnecessarily rude to you, mm-hmm. because they find, I've met people who actually, you know, teased me about the fact that my hair was, I was making my hair like, guy, go barb your hair, you'll be fine, boy, but go barb your hair, all this kind of stuff. So, but I just,
you get used to it, you gotta get used to it.
You have, at some point, you just realize you're fair game. Yeah,
exactly. Now, the thing is, the body of work. do you think that this work will meet the same? You know, Odogwu.
It took it off. It took it off. Yeah, Odogwu was. You know, it is.
It is okay. Up there.
Do you feel you're going to get to that stage? Of where Odogwu is. Do you think you're ever going to get to that level with this body of work? I know. I mean, the truth is, we're speaking the truth. Do you think? Are you scared that you might?
Yeah. Do you have
might
that? Like,
for me, I'm nervous. Most def. Every artist who has put out a hit is nervous.
He's
nervous. Confident.
Yeah.
I'm confident that I'm going to get that. You know, that recognition I actually got for ODG. I think the best answer for this is when I put out my song. Even when I put out ODG, it was the same way I felt about my all my other tracks. Okay, so I let's put it in God's hand. Like I said, okay, I did my best. We're putting this out
you
there.
You do the rest.
And let's see how people respond.
I like it.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, one thing you need to credit yourself for is your energy.
I try.
is he him doing this like subtle, humble flex? It's like,
I try. Okay, see, he's the energy god. If energy god decreases, what do you expect?
Ulti Mark, but me now. Actually, that's my favorite comic, honestly.
Mine too.
Yeah, Shank comic. Shout out to you, right?
Big shout out to Shank, man.
So, which do you think would be. Sorry.
What? No. Ask the question because probably the question I wanted to ask. But I mean, obviously, body favorite, of work. Right? Yeah. Favorite. What's your favorite?
My favorite track in the song is, funny enough, people might be like, why? But it's Freedom. And Freedom is about pain. It's about, you know, suicide. It's about heartbreak. Mm. So everything just comes to pain. And Freedom is about what I went through at a certain time of my life when things were hard for me. And I felt like, you know, singing something that actually has to do with how I felt back then and what I went through in the song. I produced the beat and everything myself in that track. Wow. So
it was all
that song is very, very personal. So I think that's still
okay. I think we're gonna check it out. What's the name of the EP?
The name of the EP is called Body of Work. It was a Body of Work actually.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That is
and it drops
smart.
On the 16th. That's on 16th. Friday, right?
It's Friday, yeah.
Okay.
We cannot wait to see that. We cannot wait to see that.
I can't wait for you guys to hear.
Nice.
He's like, I've cooked it. Be ready to eat it.
Yes.
Great.
Yoshi, please just get your plates ready.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. LT Skills, check it out. It drops on Friday on the 16th. It's Body of Work, right? LT Skills has come to stay. So you know what? Check it out. It's going to be